Hello, party people, and welcome to another episode of Cast Party, the official podcast of Shays Performing Arts Center. My name is Rita Siriani, and with me today I have my co-party hosts in this wing, Juliana Tracy.
Hello.
And in this wing, Kenny Lazuski.
Hello, everybody.
How are you doing today, everyone?
Great.
You doing okay, Ken?
I'm doing okay, yes. I'm doing okay. We just are coming off of a... Or is Wicked still going on while we're here, or no, when this gets released?
So, this will be out on December 1st, which means Wicked will have...
Flown away
the day before.
Goodbye, Wicked.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Wicked.
Goodbye, Wicked.
Goodbye, Wicked, and then welcome to a very special guest today, because we are getting pumped here for the holidays at Shays. So today we have Adrian Maloff, who has been a member of Neglia Ballet since the age of 3, which means if you have seen the Nutcracker any time between now and 2009, you have likely seen her in a myriad of roles, from A Mouse and an Angel to the lead role of Marie and beyond. Adrian is returning this year as Snow and Flower Corpse and Spanish Diverts, and we're so excited to have her talk a little bit more about it. Please welcome to the cast party, Adrian Maloff.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God, that long.
Yeah.
You've been in this thing forever.
Yeah.
Oh, just so you guys know, before we started, I opened the Shay Bill.
Yes.
In the ad. And if you have seen it, right here, the snowflake right here.
I am.
She's in the Shay Bill right there.
She's in the ads.
The furthest on the left.
Adrian, we're really excited, obviously, to have you here today. We're excited for the Nutcracker. Would you be okay talking a little bit to the folks at home about yourself and your career as a dancer so far and all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah. So I started dancing at 3. My mother put me in. I never stopped. No one ever really said, like, why do you keep dancing? I kept getting opportunities, and I couldn't say no. I loved every moment. I was very quiet as a child, but one thing that everyone always says, like, when I'm on stage, I love, you know, captivate the audience. I love to be someone I'm not, especially with every role I've ever got. I make it my own. Especially like this year, I'm doing Spanish. That's been a dream role of mine since, probably when I was 7, watching it as A Mouse and Angel. And I remember when I got my casting, I think I ran upstairs to my father, jumping up and down. He was like, what's wrong? I was like, I finally got it. So it's amazing that I'm still living out that dream at 24. So it's exciting.
Wait, so this was your first year as the Spanish divert?
This is my third, but every time I'm like, whoa.
Can you explain that? Because I don't know what you're...
Actually, Adrian, would you be cool with... Because we were talking a little bit before we recorded, and I was like, I love the Nutcracker. It's a wild story.
It's a wild story.
Would you be able to kind of give Kenny and the folks at home
I might miss every detail, but
that's okay.
Overall...
You'll have to go see it then.
...story is there's a family Christmas party. I think it's Christmas Eve. And there's usually Clara, but we call her Marie in ours. And she gets this wonderful nutcracker from her uncle. I believe it's the uncle, Drosselmeyer. But he has, like, you know, hints of, like, magic here and there that you see throughout party scene. And then right before bedtime, she's, like, falling asleep. And you can see Drosselmeyer, like, puts her into a spell. And then that's when she goes through, like, the blizzard of the snow.
Yes, so
and
pretty.
And then first act ends. And then second act begins with angels. Oh, my God, they're so cute. And then it's, like, the story of, like, the dreamland. So each story... or person. It's like Spanish, Chinese, Russian, I think France. But it correlates with like chocolate. I think that's what I am, Spanish. And then Arabian's like coffee. So there's like multiple meanings with each divert.
Yeah.
And then by the end, there's like flowers that get involved. And then Drosselmeyer comes out because usually it could be Clara as her own individual that's, you know, experiencing the dreamland. We do that Clara becomes the sugar plum fairy.
Oh, interesting.
So we have a little twist to it that,
I like that.
You become the sugar plum fairy that dances with the cavalier. And then at the very end, Drosselmeyer comes out and it's like, all right, you had your fun. Now go back to, you know, sleep and be that child again. So that's like a Christmas story of like, you know how like you have like the three Christmas, past, present, those stories?
Yeah.
It's just another one of those, but it's happy.
It is happy.
I haven't seen this in forever. So like hearing like to get refreshed. But isn't there like a rat?
Oh my god, the wrecking battle scene.
It reminds me of like Ratigan from The Great Mouse Detective.
Oh my god.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Is
no.
he like a his fights?
Yes, the Nutcracker has to save her.
Yes. This is the only part of
well, yes. I don't know. This battle scene's crazy.
I'm sure I remember you, but I remember the
cannons. We got the whole shebang. There's a whole fight scene.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Between the Nutcracker and the rat.
And then we have like an army of rats and an army of soldiers.
Stop.
And there's little baby mice. So.
Yeah, I feel like I saw that on somebody's Insta. Instagram stories, like all the kiddos, like in the rat.
Yeah.
Were you ever one of those?
I was the original. I was 7 years old as a mouse.
Nice. Oh what's up? Jeez. OG mouse right here.
Oh my god. So you've done like, well, we said that. You've done the snow, the mouse.
I've actually done every, I think, child's role. I've even been party boy. And then I even got the honor to be Fritz, which is the lead party boy.
Yes.
So Clara's brother.
And you were also Clara, right?
I was also Marie right after.
That's so cool.
So I went from Fritz, and then the next year I was Marie.
So, yeah, what age did you first take on the role of Marie? Was my
I want to say I was 16.
Wow. So young.
Yeah, so I did 16 and 17 years old. So that was exciting.
Jeez, what's it like as a high schooler being like, I'm going to go lead a ballet now?
Honestly, I didn't even think about it because, like, you just kind of do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't hit you until you're on stage and you have to run down these stairs and you look at the audience, you're like, oh my God, there's people.
This is why
it leaves. And that's why it hits you every time. It's like, even now when I look into Spanish, it's like, oh my God, people came. This is amazing.
This is great. They're here.
Yay.
That's how I am too.
Yeah. Honestly, so I love the Nutcracker. It was my first show I saw live. It was not here in Buffalo. It was in Binghamton. But my parents took me because there's a VHS somewhere in our house, and there's a film of it somewhere, like of the Nutcracker, and it stars Macaulay Culkin.
Yes, yep. Exactly. I think it's like New York City Ballet.
Yes, and he's phenomenal.
Oh yeah,
and I think I watched that VHS so many times that my parents had to buy me tickets to the Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. So if you have kids at home who are as energetic as I was or are, looking for a holiday story or something to do with the family, like the Nutcracker is the perfect show to see at the holidays with your fam.
And Shays will be decorated.
Yes.
Shays will be all Christmased out.
Yes.
It's an overnight operation like Disney.
Yeah.
They come in and
it's truly my favorite thing to see because it's just like, there's an outside company that comes in to decorate and they're here for like I think 1 or 2 days and just like
they crank it out.
I'm like it's like they flip a switch and it's like it's Christmas now, or the holidays now.
Yeah, between that and the Nutcracker being here, it'll be full Christmas mode.
Christmas mode. Perfect. All right, so you've brought this up that you started dancing at 3 years old. What are your earliest memories of training at Neglia Ballet?
Ooh, there's so many. But I think my earliest memories was at the old studio at Pierce Arrow. And as a child, you would have to go through the big studio where all the big girls dance.
That's a big deal.
It was a big deal. And then you have to go through and go to the second studio. And I remember just being like from ages 3 to I think 13, just dreaming of like, oh, I can't wait till I get to dance in the studio. And just, like, hearing Sergio and just being like, oh, my God, he's next. He's the next teacher. And having Heidi, like, just take me through, like, oh, my God, starting at 3 years old. Like, she's known me my longest. I think we're talking about it. It's been, like, over 20 years I've known them.
Wow.
So it's pretty exciting.
So your whole life.
My whole life. They've known me my whole life.
That's such a nice connection. And, what a testament to Neglia Ballet, just having such a nice community that you guys all are, like, still with each other and, like, a part of each other's lives.
Oh, my God.
Are there still friends you've been dancing with this whole time, too, since, like, 3? Some of the people,
So there's actually one girl, she's coming back, and I think she's also done every single Nutcracker, Helena.
Aww.
And I literally just texted her, I was like, I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, the community build with
and
that.
And she's also started it from, like, day one.
Yeah.
So it's kind of exciting, like, having, like, those old memories of, like, oh, my God, I think we've seen multiple versions of, like, the Nutcracker set. And, like, we'll talk about, like, these stairs that went nowhere. And we still dream of these stairs. Like, I think I fell down these stairs. Like, they really, like, become our history. And we just talk about it for hours, and like Sergio and Heidi will laugh because we're like, you remember that? We're like, oh, we remember everything. Like, this was like our biggest thing of our life was like being at Shays as like a child.
Oh yeah.
So it's exciting.
It's such a big stage, and to look out over all those faces. Yeah.
Oh my God,
must have been really, it must be very cool.
Especially with the BPO.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that's like a different experience because we'll rehearse it just like through a CD. Mm-hmm. And the minute they come, everyone's like different.
Yeah, I feel like we were kind of burying the magic here. Like I should mention, yes, the phenomenal company Neglia Ballet is on our stage and they are supported and accompanied by the BPO. And the BPO sounds phenomenal, and together you guys just literally make holiday happen. Like I sneak in every year at the dress rehearsals.
Oh, just so exciting.
I love it. I think you guys are phenomenal.
Honestly, and it's pretty cool. Like not a lot of people get to say that they've performed on the Shays Buffalo stage.
Yeah,
and you guys have, like, from the age of three. Like that's incredible.
Yeah, that's so wild.
It's kind of wild because every year I'll secretly take a photo of, like, my viewpoint, and every time I'm still amazed. Like,
oh, yeah.
Every time I'm like, this is why I, like, love Nutcracker so much.
That's so nice. Oh, my gosh. We should have you send us those photos.
Oh, my God, yeah. I think it's, like, on my Instagram story or something. Oh, I'm like, I'm back!
Oh, that's so nice.
I'm back!
That's how my little cousins danced here for a while, and they had the same energy where they're like, like, we got our dressing rooms again, and mm-hmm. we're back, and the stage. So I feel your energy, and I feel like it's so contagious.
Being, like, older now, like, how is it to see, like, the little kiddos?
Oh, my God, amazing.
And, like, reflecting on that, because they got to be, like, so excited, like you were, like you said, the first time, yeah.
Oh, my God, it's, like, full of energy. There'll be, like, rehearsals at, like, 7 to, like, 10 p.m., and they are so energetic, where all of us are like, oh, my God, I can't wait to, like, you know,
ice my feet.
And they're always just like, oh, my God, like, I have this ready, I have this ready, I have this ready, and we're just so excited. And, like, honestly, they make it worthwhile because it's like, okay, I'm dancing for them. I'm not even dancing for myself anymore.
Aww.
Like, they're so cute. And you kind of, like, build those, like, relationships with them because you are in party scene with them. A lot of, like, them are, like, your party kids.
Yeah.
Or you're in snow, but then they're leaving battle scene right past you, and you're just like, oh, my God, great job. Like, I hope, like, next,
Their families have got to be so excited, right,
yeah.
to see the little ones, especially the first time, I'm sure, yeah. When they get older, too, but, yeah.
Yeah, folks, you should check out our Shay's Instagram, because we've posted some of the young ones' headshots, and they're so sweet.
Yeah, I've seen some of the stories. I just saw, like, the little rat costumes and all whatever.
I think it's so sweet. I think, like, being in a ballet company is like being a part of any, like, professional sports team. Like, you guys are going through it together.
Yeah. Everybody's got to come together, the whole team, to put this on.
Yeah.
And it's live.
It's live.
It's not a movie.
That's
Like sports. Yeah. It's like live sports and live. Like, I forget, like, even when there's like a 3-week run of Wicked we just had, that's every night almost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then on the weekend, twice.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys? Is it like 2 a day?
No. So actually, we're going to do dress rehearsal in the morning Friday, and then opening night, and then just a show Saturday, and one Sunday.
That's still crazy.
When you think about the fact that a lot of these folks are on blocks of wood the whole time, it's crazy. Because they're on point shoes.
Mm, blocks of wood.
So
what's wrong with the why? What?
So with point shoes, you're on your toes, but you have, like, layers of canvas and glue that's just supporting you. So you're on your toes. I think I'm on my toes the whole entire time. So
the whole show.
For snow flower in Spanish, that is a point roll. So a lot of icing when you get home.
Are you one of those, like, I love these social media videos where you buy the point shoes and then you just, like, can you tell us your routine of breaking your point shoes?
I'm not one of those that destroy their shoes. I know.
This is tea.
My routine's a little boring. I just do one strip of elastic around my ankle and then ribbon, but I use floss to sew my elastic and ribbon on. I think it's a little more sturdy. So just like normal white floss, even minty, if I'm crazy.
Whoa.
And then I just use like a little wall to like break in the arch. And then sometimes, fun fact, my left foot is bigger than my right. Ooh. So I have to squeeze it into my point shoe. And I put a little water right by the vamp and like mush it down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you buy the shoes and you destroy the shoes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You ever watch Ice Princess?
No.
The Disney movie where she gets I thought you were like, when you buy, close enough. So like when you buy new shoes, specifically like point shoes or like ice skates, or I mean, even ladies, when we buy new shoes, you have to break them in.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I sneakers when I walk around at Disney. Yeah.
Yeah. But one thing that's really unique and special about ballet and point is like these folks have to like, they will buy buy a new pair, and they will, yeah, they have to add elastic, and then they have to break, like, they break the center, they, like, they smack it against the door.
Yeah. To get rid of the loudness, you have to, like, break the shank in order for your foot to look really pretty, and the more, like, you do to it, the prettier your foot gets.
See, this is, like, inside stuff.
Oh, I think it's so fascinating.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, people will cut shanks out and then use duct tape to, like, put it back, and then... Yeah, there's a lot of tricks that a lot of people do.
Yeah, I've seen lighters in some videos.
Oh, yeah, you use a little lighter to, like, the phrase of the ribbon.
Do you, like, learn how to do this stuff, like, at the company? Like, do they teach you this? Like, is your teacher, like, you gotta destroy your shoe now?
No, they, like, teach you the basics. Like, as a student, you really don't do this. Mm-hmm. And then when you get older, you start figuring out, like, how do I want my foot to look a little bit better?
Yeah.
All the tricks.
It's all about the line.
It's all about the line. And then going through, like, find the perfect pair of point shoes is the trickiest thing in the world. I think, I don't even know how many pairs I've gone through, but I've tried every brand.
How many pairs do you go through this run? Is it just the one pair?
No. So I love a dead point shoe for snow, which means I have one pair right there. Then for flowers, I like a harder shoe. So that's a second pair I have
to
get ready.
So you're switching mid-show?
Mid-show. And then Spanish, so I like on the cusp of being dead, which is tricky. Because that means you have to break them in at a certain point and then stop wearing them. And then I have to, like, bust them out the week of. And then I'm, like, switching out shoes mid-show.
Yeah. I we have quick changes in theater, obviously. What? But to have to switch your shoes that you have to, like, reapply the, like... The foot guard and then
the toe pad. I do a toe spacer. Yeah. I do.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, and then you have to remember to bring them down. You know,
right?
Another thing.
Yeah. What if it's up wherever?
I know you're just running. Like,
then you gotta run.
Yeah.
You gotta send one of the kids, one of the rats in the costume, to go get your shoes.
I feel like you kind of answered this, but just to kind of go back to it a little bit. So Neglia is known for its discipline and artistry. How did dancing under Sergio Neglia and Heidi Halt shape the dancer you are today?
They've been my foundation for life. They've helped me grow into, like, the dancer I am today. And I honestly think I've improved, like, even now. Like, it's kind of crazy. Every time I walk into their dance studio, I'm still a student.
Nice.
Like, I just, like, want to learn from them because they know things that I personally just will never remember. Even just, like, the simple, like, I think Heidi just said it the other day, like, just think of your fingertips as if they're, like, feathers. And it was just, like, everything clicks now. Oh, my God. But they really made me, like, have, like, a straight foundation that can help me with any other style. I actually went to Buffalo Academy for Visual Performing Arts as a dance major.
Yeah, Buffalo.
So shout out. I went from strictly ballet to learning, like, jazz, modern, African, Fosse, and just having that foundation, like, helped me learn other styles, which has been truly amazing. And, like, having discipline, like, even outside of, like, dance, I go to school. I know how to organize my time. I know how to, like, stay on a schedule, which has helped me for life. So I truly thank them.
Nice. That's so nice. I know. Can they, Sergio and Heidi, can you guys?
I need some of them, please.
Come shape us. Actually, it's funny. So I took ballet briefly, and
I didn't know this about you.
Briefly.
Wow.
And so the line you just said with Heidi in the hands, it's funny. When I was a ballerina, my hands were, like, kind of contorted, like I was, like, maybe going to scare someone. So my teacher masking taped my hands every practice.
Oh no.
Why? What were you doing?
They were
with your
pretty.
Hands?
My lines, I was like,
you keep saying line. What is a line?
Yeah.
Adrian explain that. Yeah, the line.
It's like a continuing line from, like, pretty much your toe to your fingertip.
Okay.
And it can be through your arms, through your core, into your legs to make, like, an arabesque. But it's all about the lines to make sure, like, it lines up with, like, your body. And then in order for the audience to look at it and be like, oh, that's beautiful, without knowing how much work goes into it.
Yeah.
You have to make sure it, like, looks effortless.
Yeah, ballerinas are constantly working, like, from the tips of their toes to the points of their fingers to, like, walk across stage in a way that, like, looks simple but is actually, like, immensely difficult.
You're using every inch of your body. Like, you kind of forget the muscles that you don't use actually have to be, like,
engaged.
That's insane.
Like, who would have thought you need to engage, like, a little bit of your inner thigh in order to turn out your leg and make your foot look pretty?
It's like, so fascinating, though, because it makes you so aware of, like, every part of you. And, like, I I think that's like a really invaluable skill, especially as an artist, to be that aware of like, okay, my hands are doing this. Oh, okay, my line is messed up. Okay, like while you're also executing a routine. I think that's you guys are really phenomenal to me. I don't know. I always find
you're too kind.
I'm like
right?
Truly like a skilled athlete. Like I know some people. Dance isn't a sport. It's a sport.
It's a sport.
Yeah.
Just because there's not points doesn't mean it's it's absolutely
there's the points athleticism. Get reviews, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
Those are points.
Yeah.
Not really, but no, I suppose if you get a good review, it's because of the hard work that you put in.
That should be how critics do things going.
I'm gonna review. I'm gonna go see this. I haven't seen Nutcracker since gosh, I don't know. Since probably school when they made me just go. Yeah.
But now you know someone in the cast.
Yeah,
that is true. I'm like, I will give a standing ovation every time now. Oh, that's what I do for Juliana when she performs. Oh. I always stand and clap. Even when it's not her singing. She's standing there.
Honestly, I get that, though.
Thank you.
Thank you. She's out somebody there. Does. Thank you very much. Yes. Got to support your people, man.
It's true.
Yep.
So you have performed a wide range of roles. Maria, Misha, and Baba Yaga. I am going to butcher a lot of these things about Balanchine's Western Symphony?
Yes, Balanchine's Western Symphony.
Did I do okay?
Yeah, you did great.
Go Bills. Juliet in Romeo and Juliet. Which role challenged you the most, do you think?
Ooh, that's so hard. I want to say Balanchine's Western Symphony. I was the first movement principal, which I was shook about. I'm not, like, trained in Balanchine, which is a whole other style. And it's a lot trickier. Because you're using other aspects of your body than I'm not used to, then my one teacher would always be like, your elbows. And I would be like, what do you mean, my elbows? What does that mean? They just scream elbows at you, and you're just like, okay. But it's like another way of like using your body, and you're like, it's sharper. It's a little more like intense with the choreography. But honestly, I loved every moment. They were rigorous rehearsals. Very long rehearsals, because I think the first movement principle is like, oh, I want to say it's 11-minute pas de deux with your partner.
Wow.
I think you leave stage for like an 8 count and then you come right back on. And it's just full of energy. You know, you're in like a little cowboy theme outfit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's very cute. And you're just like trying to entertain the audience, knowing like, okay, I'm doing a whole other style. I'm going to pretend that I am trained in this style.
Yeah. Right.
And just try to win over the audience. So that was exciting. It was a different world. And one thing you don't really know in the ballet world, when you think you have a rehearsal, it's not just you and your partner. It's usually you and your partner in front of 40 other people listening to your corrections and your...
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're
40 other people?
There could be like 40 other people in a dance studio. There could be 20. But there's always people always watching, always learning. So it's like you, the teacher, your partner, and then everyone else. Like just in the back, just like warming up, doing things.
That gotta be like so. I mean, I always kind of felt that way when I had rehearsal. Like, but it's a little intimidating, especially if like, if you're younger or if there's
I think when we finally have our Nutcracker Act One rehearsal, like in the dance studio, you can tell the little kids like are not used to it, which is like, and we just tell them as like the older kids, like pretend we're not here.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
At the end of the day, like it's just you. So it's always like, but that book prepares you for the world. I think if you can do it in front of someone a foot away from you, then of course you can do it on stage.
Yeah. Great. Is there a particular moment or performance that stands out as like a this is why I dance memory?
There's been actually a lot. Honestly, just this June, I've had that moment again. I did a duet with Sergio Neglia. Probably bucket list, like checked it off. Never in a million years would I think I, as a student, now an adult, would be able to like not only just dance with him, but be his partner.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was an amazing experience. Like, we truly are, like, our bond is different now because of this. We saw each other as true dancers, which is amazing. And I was so nervous during dress rehearsal. Like, I couldn't even get my feet to, like, be sturdy. Like, I was so nervous. And I think, like, he just made it, like, just wonderful. He had my back the whole entire time. He was like, oh my God, who cares? Like, dance. Like, dance for yourself. Like, come on, you got this. And then it was the day of show. We were standing in the dark, ready for the lights to turn on, and just something happened. Like, I just said, like, confidence went through me. He was right next to me, and, like, it was amazing. And I just remember bowing and, like, getting a little choked up because I was like, oh my God, this is why I did it. Like, who would have thought I would ever get to this point, but then actually doing it and bowing was like, oh, I just did that.
What a full circle moment. Yeah. Wow. What was the show?
So we did our June gala.
Oh, okay.
We did, it's a duet that he did with a couple other dancers. It's called From Earth, and it's an amazing duet. It's modern, very like you have to like feed off each other to do this duet, and just like doing it with him like made me a better dancer.
Nice.
I finally felt like, oh my God, I'm a dancer, not just like a student anymore.
That's such a cool feeling. Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Do you have like a favorite backstage memory from the Nutcracker?
So backstage is like where I thrive. I love every moment of backstage. I think you understand.
Yes, yeah.
It's like stories you'll never forget.
Oh my God. Like, so many inside jokes.
So many inside jokes. But honestly, I think one of my favorite backstage memories is with Lynn, who's in charge of like all of costumes. She's known me since 7 years old.
Oh my God.
Like, shout out Lynn.
She's helped me so much. But when you're Marie, you have to do the quickest quick change in the world.
Oh, my God.
I said that 3 times because I think it's maximum 10 seconds. You have to go from your Marie party costume into the nightgown, and you're doing it on top of stairs on set.
Oh, no.
And I remember, like, Lynn and I, like, she had it down to a science. Like, wow. And I remember the last show I ever did with as Marie, she'd put the bow in my hair. We looked at each other, and we both just knew, like, oh, this was our last one.
Oh,
and
oh
my gosh.
That's nice.
It was so sad. I had to run back down those stairs. Like, do not cry.
Where do you meet Lynn now? Where's Lynn?
Lynn is probably.
Does Lynn hear this? Or not this week?
She's at the dance studios helping us fill with those costumes because there's always yes. alterations.
Are these the stairs to nowhere, too?
Yes.
You're on the stairs.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You can't fall off those.
You can't fall off those. No. But she has it down to. But I think that's one of my favorite backstage memories just because, like.
You guys were like,
it's magic.
It together.
Yeah. Honestly, it's like truly magic. Because even my brother's like, how do you change that fast?
Oh, my God.
I was like, it's magic.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Did your brother go to every show?
Honestly, my brother's been my biggest supporter. Yes. He's gone to every show. My parents.
My sister used to dance. Used to go all the recitals, yes.
Yeah, my parents, my brother have gone to every show. This is when I realized he truly is the best. I was in Grand Rapids, and I choreographed a piece.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, I know my parents are going. He surprised me. He flew in for 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
Came, watched the show, and, like, flew right out because he had to, like, go back to work, but oh, that was truly amazing.
Older brother,
yes, older brother,
terrific older brother. Look at that,
yes, older brother. Oh, love older brothers.
My God, thank you. Yeah,
woo-hoo. That's really nice.
My younger sister is their favorite of the Lazuskis.
Yeah,
so
shout out to Kayla Lazuski.
Yeah, they like my sister much more than me.
Our favorite.
I try
Lazuski.
To be a good older brother too. So yes,
you are a good older brother. We can
oh,
see
thanks,
it.
Really.
Yeah. Actually, kind of, you kind of brought it up. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, choreographing and how, like, dancing informs your choreography?
Yeah. Or? So, actually, this one, Heidi, actually helped me get my little, like, fingers into choreographing. She's a beautiful choreographer. Like, till this day, I'm still obsessed with every piece she's ever choreographed.
Yeah, Heidi.
Me and Helena, we still remember everything. I remember it was like that time of year where you have to get ready for auditions and you need a modern piece. And she helped me choreograph my very first solo.
Oh, wow.
So nice. Truly, like, oh, my God. She was always with me. She knew how to pull out the ideas I was too scared to say, which was like, wow, like, how did you know I wanted that? And she's like, you knew what to do. And then when I was in Grand Rapids, my artistic director was like, here, like, I'm going to pull out forms and you guys can fill them out. I'll look through them to see if you have enough material to, you know, choreograph something. So I looked at my friend. She was like, just do it. I did it not thinking anything of it. Months later, when it was time to, like, for this jumpstart performance, he emailed me. He's like, I want to ask you more questions about this. So the piece I choreographed with Heidi, I flipped it from a solo to a group piece with 6 dancers.
Oh, my gosh.
It really helped me learn how to not only, like, figure out how to choreograph on other people, but they helped me learn how I can be a better dancer because everyone learns their body differently.
Yeah.
So I kind of learned how to do movement in different ways, use their technique, and put it into mine. So it's kind of like that aspect of, like, okay, I'm going to teach you, but you teach me.
Yeah, it's so that's exciting. That's really cool. It's like you figured out how to do something from multiple perspectives.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So it's kind of exciting. And it was just exciting to, like, learn how they would want to be put on stage. Mm. So I try to feed into that emotion. So that's exciting.
That is really exciting. Really, wow, you've had, like, so many cool, like, milestones in your career.
Yeah, a little side quest here and there.
I love it.
I love that, though.
Yeah. So many dancers grow up performing in the Nutcracker year after year, like you. How did your relationship with ballet evolve as you moved into more demanding roles?
Oh, so since I've done pretty much every single
all the roles.
You kind of like learn that each role is important to you. Even like, you know, mouse to angel. What an amazing experience.
But mouse to angel.
Then you get to like angel to soldier. And then soldier to, you know, rat. Wow. You get, like, you go from one side to the other. And then you learn about...
Yeah, because they're fighting each other. So you're on the... Oh, my.
All walks of perspective in life.
And then you go... I remember the first year I did Party Girl. And you have to audition. I just remember being in the audition. I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to nail it. Because it was, like, one of your first time, like, big girl roles. Yeah. And it was just an amazing experience. And then... Never in a million years thought, like, Party Girl to Party Boy, and then Fritz, and then the next year I do, like, Marie.
That's that was like, in me. Yeah. You're climbing and climbing and climbing.
And then just, like, going to Snow and Flowers now. Oh, truly amazing. I've dreamt of those pieces. I remember being, like, 13, 14, and, like, Heidi was like, hey, like, you're at that age where you can, like, understudy. I just, like, was... Ooh. Obsessed with those rehearsals. Like, just, like, learning from the older girls and the girls that we would come in and guest. Like, it was just a truly an amazing experience.
Yeah, that's... I didn't know you guys did understudies, and I think understudying is, like, one of the best ways you can become a better performer and artist, mm-hmm. because you're just, like, having to learn while someone else is learning and also be prepared to step up and step in. I think that's just, like, such a good talent to have. That's so cool. I can't wait to see you on the stage.
Yeah, I'm blown away.
Now
yeah.
that I've known, like, now I know your lore and, like...
My lore!
I mean, the point of this was, like, learn more and, like, inspire people to go see the show.
Absolutely.
Like, you've done exactly that. I think this is amazing.
Well done, AJ.
Yeah, I tried my best. Yeah.
That was so good. All right, so before I let you go, I love to do rapid fire. So if you're ready, we'll just see.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Drum roll. Clara or Marie?
Marie.
Ooh, controversial.
Wait, what?
So Clara and Marie are the same, but depending on the version of Nutcracker.
Yes.
I like Marie, but Clara's pretty.
I like them both.
They're good. Yeah.
Favorite act, party scene or battle scene?
Probably party scene.
Nice. Snowflakes or flowers?
Oh, that's so awesome. Flowers has my heart.
Whoa.
Has my heart.
I thought you were going to say snowflakes.
Oh, flowers has my heart.
Wow. Hardest role you've ever danced in the Nutcracker?
Ooh. That one's going to be snow.
Oh.
Snow's the hardest. It never gets easier because it's pure stamina.
Is it also difficult because it's literally snowing on stage?
It is literally snowing on stage. You are a little more, like, okay, aware.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You could slip at any moment. But even now, like, day of shows, it doesn't get easier because it's pure stamina.
It's so beautiful, though. It really... Ugh. What's the trickiest prop, in your opinion? Sword, crown, or point shoes?
I want to say sword. I always had issues with them. They're a little, like... heavy.
Yeah. Swords? What about the shoes that you destroy?
Oh, you kind of get used to them. They become part of you after a couple of years.
That's like your equipment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Best costume.
I want to say Spanish. I've dreamt of that costume since 7 years old, and now being in it.
Now it's full circle.
It is full circle. It is like the gorgeous black velvet lace with the red underneath tutu. Like, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, that's clutch.
Yeah.
Preferred rehearsal, Snow Corpse or Flower Corpse?
Love them both, but Flower has my heart.
Flowers. All right. Most chaotic, I feel like you answered this, most chaotic backstage moment during Nutcracker.
I actually have one. So it's here at Chase for Baba Yaga. I'm all ready. I'm about to start. Like, we got the 30-minute call. Mm-hmm. I'm all ready. I look at my bag. No point shoes.
No.
I'm none of my point shoes.
Nightmare.
So I'm, like, panicking. I'm calling Kim, who works at the Neglia Studios. And I was like, hi, Kim. Are you still at the office? She's like, yeah, why? I was like, I have none of my point shoes. She was like, okay. I was like, they're all in my locker. Just, like, shove them all in a bag. I think I put on the two most random point shoes, but probably didn't match. And just went on stage.
Oh, my God.
My gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Way to go. Way to persevere, though. The show must go on.
Yeah, I just remember being like, okay, 30 minutes. And I just, like, looked and I was like,
oops. Oopsie-daisy.
I have no point shoes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess barefoot is okay.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That teaches you how to deal with stress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
In your life. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, the fact that you were, like, in this stressful moment, you solved it.
Yeah, and you solved it.
Like,
I'm, you know, honestly, I was going to put my thank you to Kim for being in that office that day.
Kim!
Yeah, Kim!
So yeah. All these shout-outs today.
Yeah.
I love it.
Clearly, Neglia Ballet has a lot of great teammates.
Yeah, the good team, surrounded by good people.
Dream role you haven't danced yet.
Ooh. And specifically Nutcracker or just like everything?
Everything.
Life.
Ooh, okay. Life. So I was actually really like, when I like was thinking about this, I want to say Who Cares by Palanchine. There's like a specific solo, fascinating rhythm. So out of my comfort zone. You know, you have jazzy music, first of all, and then it's Balanchine. Mm. But I remember just, like, watching this in Grand Rapids with Yuka, and just, like, every time she did it, I couldn't keep my eyes off of her because she would change it. So each time she had it, she made maybe have hold, like, a different step that day, or she did an extra turn that day. But each time it was different. She made it her own.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that your dream role was, like, is something challenging.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love it. What snack gets you through a two-show day?
So no one actually knows this. Except for Helena, who's been my little dressing room partner for I don't know how many years. I will usually have, like, two gummy bears before first act, and then two gummy bears before second act. I don't know why the placebo effect of, like, oh, it gets me through truly kicks in.
Wow, I love that. You're like, it's, like, going to be, like, ibuprofen early.
Yes, because two gummy bears, and it has to be Haribo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no other.
Sure. Which is, like, controversial, especially with my brother and I, which gummy bear is better, but Haribo.
I agree with you. Sorry, older brother. Are they specific colors? Or
no, just two.
Got I'm going to try that before this meeting, my next meeting.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, just get me through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. More iconic music-wise, Sugar Plum or Waltz of the Flowers?
Waltz of the Flowers. Once again, it has my heart.
The Flowers!
Yeah, but if you do come to this performance and I say Waltz of the Flowers, I want to say it's the second solo of the lead flower. That section right there is why I'm obsessed with this song.
Okay, folks. Ooh. Tune in right there.
And all that's right. And like me and Heidi, like every time it comes on, she just looks at me and I'm like,
yeah.
Like I close my eyes and I listen.
I can feel you experiencing it right now.
Oh my god!
Like you're
and
in
I can't
it.
Wait because like Molly, who's the lead flower, is truly beautiful, especially in that moment because I think it's a turning section. So
oh, wow.
I know.
Oh my gosh! Okay, now I'm looking forward to this even more. If the Nutcracker, this is crazy. If the Nutcracker wasn't set for Christmas, what holiday would you pick instead?
That's a good question.
I know, right?
I want to say Halloween.
I was going to say Halloween. Right? That's what I would think.
You can do so many things
Rat
like
again?
That.
Yeah.
Especially like the second act. Like how many worlds can you go through? You have like zombies, ghosts, vampires.
Yeah. Werewolves.
Oh my god.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe we should produce this adaptation.
Yeah. I have to produce Goofy movie first, though.
Yeah.
I'm producing a Goofy movie.
The Nutcracker Night of the Living.
Halloween version.
Yes.
Like, know how they do teen version for like whatever. Yeah. Like,
Adrian, you nailed the rapid fire. Thank you so much.
You nailed this whole thing, dude.
Yeah, this was a wonderful interview. Thank you much.
Thank you for listening.
Of course. Thank you.
Anytime.
Oh, yeah, the documentary.
Is there anything about Neglia Ballet or the BPO or the Nutcracker that we didn't touch on that you want to, like, just really quickly shout out? Or
honestly, I think it's an amazing experience, especially with the little kids. Mm. It is going to be something you'll never forget, even if you do it for a year. So I truly think, like, any child who's in dance, like, test it out.
Yeah.
It's exciting. You get to be at Shays with the BPO. You have that memory for life. And yet you also do make friendships that you'll never forget. Like, I'm still friends with Helena, also a bunch of other dancers that I grew up with. And, like, still now, 24, and I'm still great.
Yeah, what a testament, dude.
Yeah, and I'm, like, really close with Sergio and Heidi. Like, they really do love their dancers, and they want to make sure, like, everyone's on stage.
I love that. This is going to be a wonderful production. Break a leg.
Yes.
Good luck.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you. So, yes, folks.
You'll see me in standing ovation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You'll see me.
I'm excited.
Every time, even if you're not over.
Yes, very good.
I'm excited.
Awesome. Adrian, thank you so much. Some quick campus shout-outs. So, Musical Fairs production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas will be at Shays 710 from December 4th through the 21st. The Nutcracker, a holiday tradition presented by Shays, the BPO, and Neglia Ballet will have performances December 5th through the 7th. Do not miss out, folks. Come see Adrian. The Shays Free Film Series is back on Friday, December 12th with a 7 p.m. showing of one of my personal favorites, Elf. And finally, Twas the Night Before, presented by Cirque du Soleil, will be on the Shays Buffalo stage December 17th through the 28th. Thank you for joining us this week at Cast Party. We hope you enjoyed the vibes, got some exciting tea, and we will see you at the Nutcracker. Until then, Ken, why don't you play us out?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I was gonna, for that.
Podcast Party is presented by Shays Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to Shays Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at shays.org.
Bye-bye.